Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Mr. Big Voice Guy, I appreciate you letting the folks know that it's in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and we're about to go around the NFL, but I did want to make sure to let you know on the day game versus the Mariners, the final game of that particular three-game set, we do have the lineup. Bregman, third, Pena, shortstop, Yainer playing at DH, batting third, Singleton at first base, Caratini catching, Hayward in right field, which means Kyle Tucker gets the day off, Dubon playing left, Myers in center field, and of course, Yusei is pitching. So the days off that we actually got were Altuve will have the day off.
And Tucker
will have the day off. So they begin Espada's kind of rest rotation that'll happen over the next four games.
So it's a hangover roster, but lineup, but not necessarily hangover players. Pretty much as the Astros would often trot it out there, if they want to give Altuve a day off or whatever.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that we got that in, let you know that, hey, the Astros have already gone into the mode of trying to make sure that they're getting dudes days off, getting themselves ready for the wild card series, which begins next week. All right, let's go around the NFL now, which is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app today. That's Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, we begin with a little bit of news about your week four opponent. Who is that?
Your week four opponent would be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is correct. I just want to make sure you were listening. Yes. I appreciate that. Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Foye Oluokun will miss several weeks with plantar fasciitis. So that means that linebacker will not be available as this week they'll be facing off against the Texans. So that's another guy that will be missing for the Jaguars. The Jaguars defense, mind you, that was already like Darnell Savage, who's kind of their nickel guy specialist. He didn't play in the last week. He didn't play in the last couple weeks, in fact. I do wonder where he is at. Like, this is a Jaguars team that has missed players and has already looked pretty despondent, all things considered. And so, this will be really interesting to see how they come in, especially since Doug Peterson, when it comes to like them being 0-3, he said this, talking about the situation. If you want to be an elite football team, it's led from within. It's led by the players. Listen, the speeches are done. The speeches are over. We don't want any more rah-rah stuff. It's just time to go play football, fix the mistakes, and do everything we can to play the best football this weekend. Does that sound like a guy who knows that his voice is not being heard in the locker room?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I actually don't mind it too much because I think it is probably a good message. He said something else, though, that made me squirm a little bit. We'll get to that during confessions. But yes, it could be that as well. I mean, the clock is more than ticking. I mean, it's more than ticking on Doug Peterson. And as far as like the Jags and Oluokun being out and all that stuff and other players being out, this is not really a game where I care much about
the opponent coming in necessarily.
Yes, and that's a coaching cliche. But the Texans, they really do need they need to win this thing going away. They need to win it comfortably to give it. Otherwise, you're still kind of, we're still here next week, right? Like, if it's another close game, we're like,
Oh, yeah, no. The sky won't necessarily be falling, but there you'll be able to see some clouds real close.
We'll be doing the same thing.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking the word style points, and I'm like, that's not actually the situation, but the execution, the way that you go about the things is going to matter a lot more when it comes to this outcome.
Yes.
Although the outcome needs to be good, too.
Oh, for sure.
For the Texans on Sunday. Another thing that happened yesterday that was kind of, I don't know, it got the people going, right? It had the internet going nuts, as they say. Brett Favre revealed that he, had a particular diagnosis. And this happened during a congressional hearing. So the circumstances where it happened was wild. What happened was wild. He was speaking to Congress. I don't know why I said it that way. When it came to like a hearing on misuse of welfare funds, if you remember, in Mississippi, Brett Favre was involved in a improper usage of welfare funds. Obviously, money that is supposed to go to people who are less fortunate and help them better their lives. Like, that's the way that it's allotted for. Ultimately made their way into his hands. Some of it going ultimately to Southern Mississippi, University of Southern Mississippi, where it was his alma mater, in order to build a volleyball gym. That's wild. And in the you know, situation where they're talking about his former drug company that he was involved with receiving $2 million of TANF money. We got this.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart. Recently, the doctor running the company pleaded guilty to taking TANF money for his own use.
How do you feel about this?
This is real tough to handle. Because
how
look,
do you feel about
Parkinson's?
This?
Is a very serious disease. We've seen it happen. We've seen it be, you know,
Michael J. Fox,
obviously most visibly, I think, for the American public, a man who dealt with it, and you saw the kind of like physical deterioration with him, and like. We know also when it comes down to it is like concussions greatly increase the likelihood of Parkinson's developing. And so like
Muhammad Ali.
Right. Like it does seem like there is a reason to, you know, look at what he's saying with the level of, you know, honesty and, you know, reasonable, or I guess for whatever, like, I don't know what the right word is, but like look at it and see that there's probably some earnestness in there that this is important, especially the supposed drug Prevacus, I don't know, or supposed company rather, that was supposedly developing a drug that would help with this. However, this is one of those, I don't know if anybody really wants to hear it from you in this circumstance, because you stole government money.
Yes.
And I think the ultimate ways that it happened was supposedly he was having some speeches that he did not actually attend, got paid for those. The idea that he did not know that this is misappropriation. Hey, man, we got, like, they got texts on you, dog. Like, they got dirt on you, doggy, in the words of Cameron, right? Yeah. Like, people know the ways in which it's very evident to put together and connect the dots on the fact that y'all were thieving, right? You were actively trying to defraud folks. We're very sorry to hear that you have Parkinson's disease. I hope that, like, you were able to, you know, utilize modern medicine to the way that this goes. But that is not going to obscure the fact that you did something very wrong with the money that was supposed to go to people that were disenfranchised and such like that.
That's what I'm going to say. You have to have a level of sensitivity to his quandary and his situation. But in terms of what he did, while you're still sensitive to it and maybe even, you know, a little bit just sort of understanding, it doesn't change when you're talking about what he did. That doesn't change how you should deal with it. And that might be insensitive to say, but I think it's the reality, because there's a lot of people suffered because of this. He is suffering, so you're sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people suffered because of what he did. So you can't be overly sensitive and that much forgiving when it comes to dealing with it.
Yeah, man. You know? Like defrauding the government, right? Yeah. Like I know some people will have, you know, the moral discussion of, you know, when is it right to do that, right? When is it right to do like Robin Hood type stuff? Except ultimately there was the reverse Robin Hood, right? Yeah. All that money made its way to a state institution, and he's like, to help the community. Like, the volleyball arena ain't helping the community, man. Yeah. Ultimately what helps the community more is probably welfare funds making it to the people who need it.
Exactly.
Right. So that was such a wild thing, and of course the internet absolutely went to that place. Now as we continue around the NFL, I found this to be like a really interesting thing as well. Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell, they had to sell their house recently, and we found out why this week. Apparently, Dan Campbell's home address was leaked on social media by a classmate of his daughter earlier this year, and that led to multiple instances, of harassment and unwanted visitors to his property, so they ultimately had to move. And, I mean, this isn't new, but it's always wild to see, again, that people don't got no act right, you know, when it comes to things like this. Hey, why can't we just act right, you know?
You're some of the worst people. I've said this last week with another story that was out there. When you go there, like literally go there, like literally going to his house, as happened here with Matt Schaub. Everybody was mad at Matt Schaub. Frankly, I don't know why so many people would be upset with Dan Campbell. Maybe they just wanted autographs, you know, or whatever. But there are times and places for that. And you're just a horrible person when you literally go there, and even worse when you're the one that's releasing this information. Man, come on, we do this for a living. You know, we'll compliment and criticize people for a living, opine and offer, you know, our thoughts on this or that. We ain't showing up at anybody's house. You know,
it's never that deep for me, man.
It's never that deep, ever.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair. I try and keep it away from being personal. It's all like, you know, a professional endeavor, I think, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, obviously condolences to that situation that they had to deal with that. But glad that, like, it did not happen that something negative or something really bad happened, right? Because obviously that could go to really bad places. Around the NFL, we continue as apparently Fox, the employer of Tom Brady, rejected a Netflix request for Tom Brady to be on the Christmas game. So, you know, the NFL granted Netflix the opportunity to broadcast games on Christmas. One of those doubleheader will be involving your Houston Texans, who will face off against the Baltimore Ravens in that situation. In fact, they're paying $150 million for the opportunity to broadcast that game, as well as Chiefs Steelers. And apparently Netflix, who clearly they don't have an apparatus to broadcast games, they were looking, hopefully, to possibly use the top Fox team in order to broadcast one of these games, Burkhart and Tom Brady, and Fox rejected that request.
I honestly don't know how this became such a big story. Why would they? Like,
I thought it was a big story once Netflix, you know, got the rights to broadcast.
Well, that's true.
I was
true.
Wondering who is they going to get.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would they? Why would they say, cool?
I imagine there would have to be like some financial stipulations within the course of that.
But to Fox as much as anyone, and Fox doesn't need that, nor do they want that. I mean, why would they allow Tom Brady to do that?
I mean, maybe if they got some benefit from it when it came to monetarily, I'm not sure.
I would exactly. If I was to do that, if I were Fox and I allowed them to do that, I would have to have Fox plastered all over Netflix.
Maybe. Like, yeah,
it would have to be some stuff like that, and probably some money involved with it too, for me to let my guy go over there.
I think that might be the only way. I think, you know, if Fox gets the branding, maybe.
And I'm interested to see what the Netflix broadcast looks like, as apparently they have, you know, kind of contracted out the work when it comes to producing the games to CBS Sports. Yeah. So I do wonder if it ultimately kind of looks like the CBS Sports package, just live on Netflix, or if they come up with a special Netflix branding. But when it comes to the actual broadcasters for these two games, they are targeting Ian and Noah Eagle for play-by-play talents, and Greg Olson and Nate Burleson when it comes to the analysts for these games. And so we'll see. Greg Olson, obviously a Fox talent, even though he's no longer on that A-team. Yeah. I do wonder if we'll see if Fox is also in that place.
I think they should do the same
none
thing.
None of our talent goes, or if they're like, let Greg go do some things. That's fine.
I am very intrigued by this, because Netflix does a fantastic job. Like they really do. They don't pull any.
Have you seen some of their live?
I'm talking about just in general. Yeah, okay. Their live events. I have,
because they have really.
They've done a really good job.
Yeah, they forayed into this space. I think they did the live hot dog eating situation. I know that they did like the live comedy
thing. The
roast.
Yeah,
that the roast was live. That's right. Yeah. I think they started trying to do the live stuff and it didn't go very well. Which what was it? Chris Rock's.
Yeah, it was early on. I think Dave Chappelle. I think they did something with Dave Chappelle, like a live event.
Yeah.
Which they never did before.
Yeah, so
I think they're getting used to it now.
Yeah, and so I'm interested to see, like, it's a whole different level when you get to the Netflix, to the NFL.
Yeah.
Because I remember the Chris Rock one kind of, like, that one crashed. I think they started handling those better. But I don't know that there's any preparation for having an NFL football game.
But they're just getting into sports, and I think their live broadcast, as you said, they've not only gotten better, I think they're not going to pull any, they're not going to, you know, save, they're going to spend what they need to spend.
Yeah. I'm curious how this broadcast is going to go, too, because, look, I mean, I know it's a lot of Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle fans, but I'm guessing it's going to be a lot more people tuned in to Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, this another
football.
Yeah, another situation of the NFL getting more streaming situations. You remember that first Peacock game streaming? It didn't go well. I remember I was actually trying to watch
Amazon
that.
Too, man.
That's true.
That first Amazon one, it kept crashing and buffering and all that stuff.
Yep.
Now it's cool. It's pretty much cool now. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to B. Scott mentioning that Netflix did the Cat Williams live. He said that was amazing. So we'll see if they have the capability even before we find out who's broadcasting the games and what that looks like. So more power to Netflix, but that's obviously going to be important for the Texans fans that they get that right, because I'd be heated if I'm in the midst of watching C.J. Stroud and the Texans drive and it's buffering and it's doing all sorts of crazy things.
The buffering, for sure, that would be awful. But I think the production value of it is going to be great.
One more thing before we send you, before we move on from around the NFL. C.J. Henderson, a name that you're familiar with, found a new place to land. He is now on the practice squad of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So more power to CJ Henderson. I do. What, you think he's going to take
five picks?
All of a sudden, he's gonna... Mike Tomlin's going to turn him into something. Something special. Well, the big thing is Mike Tomlin has like a healing hand. That's the thing, because CJ Henderson did not get a lot of time on the field, did he?
No,
he was hurt a lot.
Yeah,
too,
no. So.
Yeah, more power to him. Hopefully he can actually get on the field for his sake, because it's kind of crazy when you see some guys like that where highly drafted, highly regarded, and it just does not stick anywhere. All right, that's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us thus far. Coming up next, will this thing maybe be, a precursor to change for the Texans? 713-572-4610. We'll tell you what it is next.